Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday, March 7th, 2014. We've got an important, interesting show today. You're not going to want to miss this. We have an extended documentary-style interview between Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. First time ever aired anywhere. I haven't even seen it, but I'm anxious to see it because they're talking about things like the attack on the Second Amendment. Where is this going to lead? The rise of the libertarian movement. And Alex shows Tucker Carlson something that he said he hadn't seen before. Building 7, falling down on its own, free fall. So it'll be interesting comments about that. We've also got a story here that was about, if you remember, Alex, when he was talking to Tucker Carlson in studio, in the context, they were talking about how the Democrat Party is using race baiting, trying to divide one group against another, and how they've done this for a very long time, and to their advantage. And Alex pointed out that this is a strategy that the Democrats have used for quite some time. When it was to their advantage, they allied themselves with the Ku Klux Klan. Then, when it looked like things were going the other way, they abruptly did a 180. And he was scoffed at and ridiculed by MSNBC and the Young Turks. Well, we've got a special report that's coming up in the bottom of the hour, and we're going to break that down for you. We don't make those kinds of statements. We don't talk about things that we can't prove, that we don't have documentation for. That's not what InfoWars does. So information is going to back that up, and that's going to be reported at the bottom of the news hour. But we've got a lot of breaking news that's coming out. We've got a couple of articles here that are on the Drudge Report today. One of them, a surcharge is now appearing on restaurant bills across the country. That's an InfoWars store from Don Salazar. You know, people who have small businesses are already in a very dire strait. They can't just absorb these costs endlessly without going out of business. And so we see that they're already incurring costs associated with this. Of course, if you're a large corporate donor or a special interest group that's allied with Obama, he's going to give you a pass. And now we see that even individual mandates are being talked about giving a pass on this. Let's extend this past the deadline of the election. In other words, he knows how harmful this is. He knows how it's destroying businesses, large and small, but especially the small businesses. So for his friends and allies or for voters, let's just kick this can down the road. Let's not let people see the pain of this until after the next election, because if they really understand what's going on, you're going to see a major sea change. And I think you're already seeing that. A poll this week showed that only 14% of the people supported Obamacare, thought that it was a good thing. And what's up with those 14%? I mean, don't they understand how this is impacting their wages? Don't they understand how it's making it difficult for them to get jobs? People are cutting back the number of employees they have. They're cutting them down to very low hours, less than full time, so they don't have to buy these Cadillac insurance plans. And, of course, there's just a news article today that said that only 10% of the uninsured have picked up on Obamacare. Why is that? Well, it's because they can't afford it. It's the Affordable Care Act is not affordable, just like the Patriot Act from George Bush was not patriotic. They always give it a title of exactly the opposite of what it is. You can't afford to buy a health insurance plan that, if you're a single man, requires you to have, gives you maternity coverage, gives you coverage for children that you don't have. You don't need that kind of coverage. That kind of stuff is mandated all over the place for Obamacare. That's why people are seeing their rates go up by a factor of two, by a factor of three, by a factor of five. Because they've got things in there that people don't want. They're mandates. They're not just mandating that you have insurance, but they're mandating that you buy Cadillac policies that you can't afford. That's why it's unaffordable. That's why only 10% of the uninsured have even bothered to get new insurance under this. And it's why he's giving exemptions to different people. But we see that restaurants are pulling that in. We've also got an article up on the Drudge Report. Missouri teachers object to being shot during drills. We talked about that yesterday. We're going to be right back with that breaking news. And we're going to have this new sit-down style documentary interview between Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. You won't want to miss that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super male vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday, March 7th, 2014. We have a great show, even though Alex is not here. In the second hour, we're going to have an interview that's never been aired before between Alex and the founder of the Daily Caller, Tucker Carlson. Now, I'm sure that you've seen him often on a lot of major network shows. It's an explosive interview. I haven't even seen it. So let me read you this description here that Josh Owens, who cut this up, gave me. He says it's an explosive interview, covers a multitude of topics. Things like the importance of the Second Amendment, the dictatorial moves of Obama, the rise of the Tea Party, the rise of libertarians, and then the interview jumps headfirst into a hard-hitting crash course in the lies surrounding the September 11th attacks, covering everything from eyewitness accounts to the stand down of NORAD and a bevy of alarming evidence surrounding the collapse of Building 7. So you'll want to see this back-and-forth exchange. It's pretty interesting. And we're going to have that in the second hour. And when Tucker Carlson was in studio, he and Alex were talking about how the Democrats have been essentially, you know, everything that works in the political environment works by breaking people down into two parties, right? You have to be either Democrat or Republican. You have to be either white or black. They love to divide and conquer the populace. And they were talking about it in that context. They were talking about how the Democrats tried to portray everything, every disagreement as being racist. And so Alex pointed out that really the Democrats have a very long history with the Ku Klux Klan and with racism. And, of course, the mainstream liberal media like MSNBC and the Young Turks just howled in derision about that, like scoffing at that. Well, you know what? We've got a documentary report about that coming out at the bottom of this hour from John Bowne. And we're going to talk about that, break down the evidence. So we don't just make wild, crazy claims. There's a reason for what we said. I grew up in the Deep South. I grew up in Florida. There was only one political party there, the Democrats. The Ku Klux Klan was pretty strong in the Democrats. Look at Robert Byrd out of West Virginia. We've got Supreme Court justices like Hugo Black, who was associated with them. There's even associations with Harry Truman. I mean, it just goes on and on. You've got Democrat congressmen saying, you know, once you're a Klan, once you're a Ku Klux, you're always a Ku Klux. I mean, there's a lot of evidence there. It's not being made up. It's actually, in fact, we've got that broken down in a report by John Bowne at the bottom of the hour. So you're going to want to catch that. Now, there's a lot of breaking news. We had a story yesterday that was picked up on Drudge Report about the Obamacare surcharges being put on by a lot of restaurants across the country. You know, only 14% of the people think that Obamacare is a good thing. Now, obviously, those 14% of the people don't understand how it's affecting employment. They don't understand how people are getting part-time jobs because the employers can't afford to put them on these Cadillac insurance policies. And they're not even part-time in the sense that we've thought of part-time. Obama redefined a full-time job as being 30 hours, not 40 hours. So they're having to cut people's hours down to, say, maybe 20 hours a week. So if you're a working poor person, you've got to get multiple jobs just to get enough money to survive. That makes it very difficult. You've got to juggle schedules between different employers. Maybe you can do that, maybe you can't. But evidently, these 14% of people don't understand or don't care about that. Maybe they don't understand that employers can't afford to just swallow those costs. Now what you're seeing is, and maybe they'll understand this, when they see a surcharge on their pizza bill, and they see that that's from the Affordable Care Act, is making their pizza less affordable. Maybe that will get their attention. And this story from Don Salazar that was up yesterday, he points out that a pizza shop in Denver is adding a 5% charge to customers' bills in order to pay for half of the health care costs of their employees, both full and part-time. It's a 5% surcharge to just pay for half of the Affordable Care Act. There's another restaurant chain in Florida adding a 1% surcharge right now to customers' bills. And this is even before it's gone into effect, but they're pointing out that they still have costs of compliance, and they're trying to get this, they're breaking this out separately. People are complaining about that, but, you know, we see that happen all the time with public utility companies. They're constantly breaking out. When you look at your bill, there's a lot of breakouts for additional surcharges that get mandated by the government. And, of course, the Supreme Court said that Obamacare was a tax. It's a valid thing to break that out, just like it's a valid thing to break out a sales tax. Now, there's been a lot of news about Bitcoin. We've had a Bitcoin conference here in Austin. And we've had Stefan Molyneux as well as Ben Swan, who were at the conference. They were in studio the last couple of days. We've had very interesting interviews with them. Alex talked to them here on the radio show. We had interviews with them on the nightly news, and we aired the one from Stefan Molyneux last night on the nightly news. We will be airing the one with Ben Swan later. But now there's some interesting news. Bitcoin has been in the news a lot, of course, with Mt. Gox, the largest exchange, declaring bankruptcy. A lot of people are questioning it. And then this week, it kind of doubled down. We had a couple of more exchanges go out of business. We had Flexcoin that lost $620,000, and they shut their doors. We had Poloniex that lost another 12% of their users' coins. And now we've got some news about the creator of Bitcoin. But before I go to that, let me backtrack here just a little bit and talk about Flexcoin and Poloniex, because this is one of the comments that both Stefan Molyneux and Ben Swan had. They were saying that it's a good thing when bad actors like Mt. Gox or people who don't handle the money well go out of business. We don't see that in the fiat banking system, the Federal Reserve. We have banks that are too large to fail. They're not allowed to fail. Instead, they just keep going and going and going, these zombie banks, and they're bailed out by the public. That's not a good thing. In a free market, you're going to have failures. In a free market, people are going to lose money. It's a caveat emptor type of thing. And I agree with that. I think that is a good thing to a degree. But I think for Bitcoin to move forward, they've got a lot of trust to build. See, there's FDIC insurance that makes people feel good about putting their money in the bank. And, of course, we've already seen that banks are starting to arbitrarily say, I'm sorry, you can't withdraw that amount of money. We're going to put a limit on you. You can't take out all of your money at once. Now, these are demand deposits. That's why they call them demand deposits. You should be able to get your money out right away. But we've seen some of the bigger banks start to enact what we believe is the beginning of currency control. So there's a lot of risk with that. But in general, people have felt safe because they've had FDIC insurance. There is no insurance in Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a lot of the benefits as well as the risks of cash. You've got the anonymity, and we all like that. You've got the transportability. You can hold it yourself, essentially, if you don't put it in these exchanges that seem to be a bit dodgy. But then you don't have any insurance. So what they've got before them, if they want to keep this cryptocurrency going, and I hope they do, because one of the reasons that we like Stefan Melano and Ben Swan like this, I like it because the idea of it, because we want to see an alternative currency that can be independent and apart from the manipulations of the central banks. And we want to see something that's going to protect people's privacy. So if we want to see this succeed, what these different Bitcoin people are going to have to do is they're going to have to educate the public. And even though they can't insure these Bitcoins, they're going to have to assure us that they're safe, that there's some way that they have of tracking this. What happened with both Flexcoin and Poloniex is not a failure of Bitcoin per se, just like Mt. Gox was not necessarily a failure of Bitcoin. A lot of people are pointing, I don't know the details of that, but in this article, what they pointed out with Flexcoin, for example, was that someone successfully exploited a flaw in the code that would allow transfers between Flexcoin users. See, that's a very different thing than a fundamental flaw in Bitcoin architecture. So what they did was they looked at what was happening within Flexcoin, where people were transferring money back and forth to themselves, and they started moving coins back and forth, exploiting this flaw. Similar thing happened with Poloniex. So the hacker discovered that if they placed several withdrawals all in practically the same instant, that they would get processed more or less at the same time. Even though they would get a negative balance, the Poloniex withdrawal daemon was not looking at that negative balance, and so they were able to pull out a lot of coins using that exploit. So that's something you always have to worry about. You always have to worry about as well the fact that it's got a small market cap. When we look at what the government and the central banks have done to manipulate the price of gold, for example, we know that they're manipulating the price of gold. We know that the Hunt brothers manipulated the price of silver, tried to corner that market. We know that George Soros essentially broke the Bank of England. So it's such a small market cap that you could have one rogue billionaire like a George Soros that could play games with the value of Bitcoin. We also know that we've got an agency like the NSA that loves to break codes. They live for that. They're very, very good at it. And as William Binney said when I was talking to him about secure email about Bitcoin, he said there's no code that we can't break. It's just a matter of time. And, of course, people will respond to their code breaking with other codes. So as he pointed out, it's a back and forth game, but it's constantly evolving. There isn't any code that they can't break. And so now with the story that we have today, we see that the alleged Bitcoin founder, his name is Satoshi Nakamoto, did classified work for the U.S. military. So this raises some interesting questions. He said when he was caught by Newsweek, he said, I'm no longer involved in that, and I cannot discuss it. It's been turned over to other people. They're now in charge of it, and I no longer have any connection. But then later, he said, told the Associated Press, it sounded like I was involved before Bitcoin and looks like I'm not involved now. That's not what I meant. I want to clarify that. Well, he didn't really clarify it, but his brother said that said of him, my brother is an a-hole. What you don't know about him is that he's working on classified stuff. His life was a complete blank for a while. You're not going to be able to get to him. He'll deny everything. He'll never admit to starting Bitcoin. And he did classified work for major corporations and the U.S. military, according to this report from Newsweek. And so the question that some people are asking is he working for the government? Did they create Bitcoin as some kind of a backdoor way to grab people, to try to push people to a digital currency? I don't know. What I do know is that DARPA started the Internet. And even though DARPA started the Internet, we could take it in our own direction. And it's a constant fight. Just like William Binney said, you're never there. You constantly have to fight for your freedom. You constantly have to fight the information war. We'll be right back with more breaking news. Stay tuned.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right, stand up for your rights. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex Jones at Alex Jones Show. And we're going to have Alex in the second hour with a sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson that we filmed earlier. This is a first time, never before seen. I haven't even seen it. And it's going to be between Alex Jones and the founder of the Daily Caller, Tucker Carlson. And they're going to cover a wide variety of political and liberty issues. So don't miss that. And, of course, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have John Bowne's special report about Democrats and the Ku Klux Klan. As part of Alex and Tucker Carlson's initial interview here in the studio, the subject of how the Democrats race bait and subdivide the population into competing groups came up. And so Alex pointed out that the Democrats have had a very, very long association with the Ku Klux Klan. And, of course, mainstream media could not believe that, came up and ridiculed that. Oh, really? Well, you know what? John just came in and told me, he said, there are so many connections. He didn't have time for all of them in the 10-minute report, but it's a great report. So you're going to want to see that. That's going to be in the next, or listen to that if you're listening on the radio. It's a good radio report. We're going to have that in the next segment. But let's take a look at some of the news today. We've got Russia reportedly halting all exports to the U.S. of Russian-made ammunition. Now, this is a big deal because remember, as we had the ammunition shortages because the massive purchases of Homeland Security and other government agencies, we had massive shortages. That was alleviated somewhat by the importation of Russian arms. And now, because of the new buildup in the Cold War, this tension, as Obama is threatening to put embargoes against Russia, Russia says, I see your bluff and I'm going to raise the ante in the poker game. And so it just keeps getting worse and worse. Now we see that this is another aspect. As they're pointing out, this one person reported and said, the largest wholesale gun and ammo distributors in the U.S. have informed us in a private conversation today that a massive scramble is on for all 7.62 as Russia has reportedly halted all exports to the U.S. of Russian-made ammunition. And they say that just in the last 10 hours, they sold out of every last round they had. Now, that report is up on Infowars.com from Max Slavo. And we also have Obama, if you remember, yesterday, he put an embargo on critics. So he's going to not only stop the flow of goods to Russia, he thinks, but he's also going to stop any criticisms from flowing into the United States, or at least the critics from coming into the United States. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that he's got his pen and he's just going to, by edict, say that if you disagree with his characterization of a foreign conflict, you're not going to be allowed in the United States? Why is Obama taking it so personally? This is something that's happening in a foreign country. Can't people have an opinion about that? I mean, we're supposed to have free speech, free thought here in the United States. But the fact that he cracks down on this so heavily tells you, doesn't it, that he is involved with the architects of this crisis that is being perpetrated right on the steps of Russia. And if that weren't enough, we have news from CPAC. We see speeches coming out. Of course, Ted Cruz has spoken there. Marco Rubio has spoken there. John Bolton has spoken there. Bolton is just decrying the isolationism of America. Can you believe that? The isolationism? We're trying to start wars everywhere. Obama goes from one attempted war and to try in Syria to trying to start a war now with Russia, at least to restart the Cold War between Russia and the West, trying to start an economic trade war. You got John Boehner saying, it's okay if Gazprom shuts off natural gas to Europe, we'll supply them with some natural gas. Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's exactly what they would like to do. Maybe the Department of Homeland Security loves the idea that Russia is not going to be selling ammunition to the United States. Maybe Boehner and his allies would love to sell gas and oil to Europe instead of having them buy it from the Russians. Maybe the banker that got put in as prime minister of the new Ukrainian democracy, the post-coup democracy that they've got there, if you could call it that. They haven't had an election, so I don't know if you could call it a democracy. But that former banker says that he would like to put the pipelines on the auction block, the Gazprom pipeline. So I think there's a profit motive going on here, just as there is in every war. In every war, they want to make money for the military-industrial complex, the people that make the weapons. And, of course, it's been a long time since the Cold War segment of the military-industrial complex has been able to do that. I'm sure they would love to have that profit center restarted. They've, of course, got the new profit center of militarizing the police in America and creating a police state. And they can provide all the over-the-top, expensive, Pentagon-style overkill, like these armored tanks that they're giving to police departments. And the police come out and say, yeah, we love having this because nobody's going to ever consider challenging us with these. It's just all about intimidation, and it's all about profiteering. And they've got that profit center, but they want to restart the Cold War because that'll give them a whole new excuse for a lot of new types of weapons. And I guess if they cut off the gas to Europe, you could say that's a real Cold War, isn't it? We're going to be right back. We're going to have some more news, and we're going to have John Bowne's report on the Democrats and the KKK. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Now, we've got a report coming up from John Bowne on the Democrat connection to the KKK. You remember when Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller was in here live in studio with Alex Jones? They were talking about how the Democrats divide and conquer the public, breaking us into always two competing groups. And Alex pointed out that, of course, this has been something, there's a Democrat connection to the KKK that goes back a long way. And so we have a document about that from John Bowne, a kind of investigative report where he goes back and shows you the history, the real history of this, because we've taken a lot, Alex took a lot of hits from MSNBC and the Young Turks laughing about this, and it's like, really? Really? You're not aware of the history? It's out there. All you have to do is look at it. So John Bowne's got a great report on that. We're going to be coming up with that, but I want to take your calls about CPAC, because, you know, as no matter what these guys are doing, we got two different groups, really, that they're offering us, and we would like to have some other choices, but they've got pretty good control over the electoral process. They pretty much shut any independents and third parties out of the debates, even out of the ballots. You've seen how they rigged the electoral process and the primaries. And when I talked to Ben Swan about that, we've got an interview that's going to be airing on the nightly news the next couple of nights. We talked a great deal about that because he covered that really well during the 2012 election series. But we need to get involved now to make sure that we've got reasonable choices. And that's both in the Democrats as well as Republicans. Right now, the Republicans are all presenting themselves, possible presidential candidates, as well as people who just want to weigh in on policy at CPAC 2014. That's happening right now, began yesterday. And we've had people like Marco Rubio speaking there. Rand Paul is going to be talking today. We've had John Bolton weighing in on how he thinks that America has become isolationist. Really? We've got Phyllis Schlafly talking about immigration. Of course, Marco Rubio did not say anything about immigration. We also have Ted Cruz talked about, guess what, getting rid of the IRS. Let's get a round of applause for that. The IRS has been a criminal organization used as a tool against political enemies for generations. But now they're doing it in the open even after they get caught. They take the Fifth Amendment, even though you're not allowed to take the Fifth Amendment on your tax return. The arrogance and the criminality of this institution and the fact that they're now tied into Obamacare and the fact that we've got senators like Ted Cruz talking about getting rid of the IRS because of this obvious corruption now, I find that as a very positive thing. I remember 20 years ago we talked about this in the Libertarian Party and people say they're not going to take you seriously until you stop talking about getting rid of the IRS and the income tax. Well, you know what? It's an idea whose time has come. We need to look at the corruption. We need to think about other ways that we need to fund the government. Actually, the IRS doesn't even come, the income tax doesn't even come close. It doesn't even come close to funding this government because most of the funding of the government is a burden that we're placing on future generations. Most of the programs of this government are funded by debt, not by taxes. And those debts will be paid by taxes by future generations to come. But let's talk. Well, I want to take some phone calls right after this special report. I'm going to go to John Bowne's report. But I want to get your take on what we've seen here at CPAC. I hope you're paying attention because you should pay attention right now as to what these people are saying. That 800 number is 800-259-9231. I want to take calls about CPAC. We're going to talk a little bit more about what some of these people have said in the last couple of days. And, of course, Rand Paul will be talking this afternoon, and you've got a lot of buzz on NPR and other news outlets saying that Marco Rubio is going to be the opposition to Rand Paul, the anti-Rand Paul. So we're going to let's talk about that. So give us a call at 800-259-9231 if you want to weigh in on what some of the people have been saying at CPAC. But right now, let's go to this special report from John Bowne. Again, MSNBC and Young Turks are laughing at the idea that there was ever any connection between the Democrats and the Ku Klux Klan. Well, here's the report.
I mean, Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is. The Democrats have been on the offensive for far too long, deeming any who oppose their views as racist. But many people don't realize that it was the Republican Party that spearheaded the abolition movement, beginning with Democratic Republican Party member Thomas Jefferson. Yes, Jefferson was a slaveholder, but he included bold anti-slavery language in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence that was removed. As president on March 2, 1807, Jefferson signed the act prohibiting importation of slaves. This act took effect in 1808 and was the earliest allowed under the Constitution. In 1863, Republican President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed slaves held in the Confederate States. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution took effect in December 1865 and finally ended slavery throughout the United States. That year, the Ku Klux Klan was founded. Historian Eric Foner observed that basically, the Klan was the military muscle behind the agenda of the Democratic Party, the plantation owner class, and all those truly afflicted with a mental disorder that is racism. The Klan's purposes were to reverse the interlocking changes sweeping over the South during Reconstruction, to destroy the Republican Party's infrastructure, undermine the Reconstruction state, reestablish control of the black labor force, and restore racial subordination in every aspect of Southern life. By any means necessary, the Klan sought this agenda by threats and violence, including the murder against black and white Republicans. The federal government passed the FORCE Acts to combat the Klan, but they rose up again. More than 2,000 people were killed, wounded, and otherwise in Louisiana within a few weeks prior to the presidential election of November 1868. Although the parish had registered a Republican majority of 1,071, after the murders, no Republicans voted in the fall elections. White Democrats cast the full vote of that parish for Republican Ulysses S. Grant's opponent. The KKK killed and wounded more than 200 black Republicans. 13 captives were taken from jail and shot. A pile of 25 bodies was found in the woods. The Klan made people vote Democratic and gave them certificates of that fact. Furnifold Simmons, a Democratic chairman, ranted about the pervasiveness of black power in an editorial for the Raleigh News and Observer. The Republican Party has the Negro on its hands, and it has to pay some respect to his wishes, the Democrat explained. Furthermore, to hold the Negro solid, the party must give him local offices in the counties and towns where he is numerous. If the party gives him these local offices, then bad government must follow. The Democrat reasoned with obvious stupidity. In 1939, Planned Parenthood pioneer and leftist Margaret Sanger began the Negro Project. To bring people along willingly, she enlisted black preachers to support sterilization. She outlined the deceitful plan in a letter to Clarence Gamble of the Procter & Gamble Empire.
We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population.
During the 1950s and 1960s, the Klan forged alliances with Southern police departments. Several members of the KKK groups were convicted of murders and the deaths of civil rights workers and children in the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. Meanwhile, a group of African-American students enrolled in Little Rock Central High School in 1957. Their enrollment was followed by the Little Rock Crisis, in which the students were initially prevented from entering the racially segregated school by the governor of Arkansas. It took the intervention of a Republican President Eisenhower to allow the Little Rock Nine to make American civil rights history. As the horrors of the national civil rights battle dragged on, Democratic President LBJ was pressured to sign the Civil Rights Act of 1964, outlawing discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, and the Voting Act of 1965, designed to enforce the voting rights guaranteed by the 14th and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution. But behind closed doors, LBJ said this: "These Negroes are getting pretty uppity these days, and that's a problem for us since they've got something now they never had before. The political pull to back up their uppityness. Now, we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something that's just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. I'll have them, N-word, voting Democratic for the next 200 years.
And it's so frustrating to see all of this unfolding and the fact that they're using race-based politics to say, turn your guns in or you're racist. Support Obamacare, you're racist. And whites have been so conditioned to be politically correct that they could say, go jump off a cliff, white person, or you're racist. And the average white person would probably jump off a cliff, even with their newborn baby, if ordered to do so by Rachel Maddow or Ed Schultz.
The horrific history of the Democratic Party all but forgotten. Gradually, the Republican Party that had been carrying the torch for the rights of all men was painted into the white Southern racist party by the Democrats.
They're trying to act like they have no connection in the past and in the present to what I'm talking about, literally preying on your ignorance.
Welfare that had supported the poor white man now went to the 70% of the minority population that gleefully shifted over to the Democratic Party, not even realizing that they had been led into a life of welfare and a system designed to destroy the family. This report is not an endorsement of either party. It is simply the history that we must relearn or be doomed to repeat.
See, the globalists are playing everybody off against everybody. That's why we have to unify around ideas and liberty, not around skin color.
Exactly right. Great special report there from John Bound. We have to wake up to the games that they've played. We have to not get total amnesia about history. If we allow them to flush this down the memory hole, we will never really understand how this is, how we got to where we are, and how they're playing people. I love the quote that John Bowne had in there about LBJ, where LBJ said, we have to give them just enough to quiet them down. You know, they do that not just to black people. They do that to everybody. And they try to make us think that they're on our side. You know, the other part of this, the Planned Parenthood part of this is something that is still a non-negotiable plank of the Democrats. That is at the core of the party. And to understand where this is coming from, the fact that they have not distanced themselves from this, look at all the statistics that have come out lately about how the vast majority of abortions are black. The vast majority of black pregnancies end in abortion. This is still a policy of racial extermination, just as it was designed to be at the very beginning. Important not to forget that. Important not to allow them to bring up the charge of racism every time we have a disagreement with Barack Obama. He was elected by a majority of everyone. And now he says people hate him because he's black. It's like we've just discovered that he's black. Come on, this is baloney. But let's take a look at CPAC. I wanted people to call in and give us their opinion if they've been watching the speeches that are going on at CPAC, because we have to try to fight this with something. I think the major fight is really not going to be over who the president is. I don't really think the major fight is with anything in Washington. I think Washington has become so corrupt, as we can see in the Republican leadership. I personally have doubts as to whether or not we're going to see any change come from that quarter. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be engaged. It doesn't mean that we give up on that. But I think that really where we're going to see change come is from the states. And let me just kind of back off before I get into this the CPAC stuff. There was an article that was in New American today about the Oklahoma House votes to protect property rights from the feds and from the UN. This is where I think our bigger hope is going to come, is at the state level and at the individual level, where we take responsibility for things, where we understand our role as jurors, our role as citizens, where we stand up for those rights. But that's an educational issue. That's an information war issue. But let's take a look at what the Oklahoma House of Representatives just did. 66 in favor, 26 against. They passed the Oklahoma Community Protection Act that would nullify Agenda 21 and other outside assaults on individual rights in the state, specifically property rights. And this is what one of the key sponsors, Oklahoma Representative Mike Ritz, said. He said it's very important for states to reassert their sovereignty and to protect the rights of citizens from intrusive and oppressive measures that are coming down from the federal government, even from international organizations like the UN. And we understand, too, that the UN Agenda 21 is something that is typically enacted at the local level. And so it's important that this bill has protections against eminent domain confiscation. It would put stiff penalties for violations of citizens' property rights by officials, would nullify any anti-constitutional federal or international infringements on private property. It would protect property from being acquired by eminent domain, because that's really where UN Agenda 21 is being enacted. It was an agenda that was created by the UN. It was a pattern, a template. But the way that it's being implemented is locally. And so they're going to protect people from arbitrary eminent domain. He points out in the article, and this is interesting, of course, the bill was less than 3 pages long. If you get a 1,000-page bill, somebody is trying to hoodwink you. The Bill of Rights could be printed on a single page. So this is 3 pages long, makes it clear what's going to happen. And listen, it's got some teeth in it. Damages shall be awarded in favor of the property owner at an amount not less than 10 times the property value as assessed in the previous year by the county assessor. So if they come in and take your property, you're going to get 10 times what it was last assessed at. We need to see things like that happening at the state level. We need to see people getting involved. But it's also important to pay attention at the national level, because we need to go on the offensive and try to take back Washington, which has been totally co-opted by corrupt international globalists. So it's interesting to watch what these people are saying. Now, Marco Rubio spoke at CPAC, and he said essentially that we need to be the world's policeman. He's taking up the neocon banner. And also, this is a guy who has taken up the banner for open immigration and amnesty. Why is it that Rubio is taking such unpopular opinions? Listen to what he says. He says, no, we need to have America get involved, be active and engaged, but that doesn't mean that we're going to be involved in 15 wars. Oh, maybe like only 4 or 5? But come on. the fact that he and John Bolton would say that we are becoming isolationist and disengaged. You see Marco Rubio siding with McCain, siding with Lindsey Graham on these issues, on the issues of immigration. You see him siding with them on the issues of perpetual war, of the neocons. People need to wake up and understand what's going on. Now, of course, Marco Rubio didn't say anything about immigration at CPAC, but Phyllis Schlafly talked about it, and she had a lot to say about how foolish it was to back amnesty when most of the people coming in under amnesty are antithetical, opposed to individual liberty. They're opposed to independence. They're opposed to all the things that people who are looking for limited government, they're voting in overwhelming numbers for the people who are giving them an ever-increasing, ever-metastasizing state. So we need to make sure that we have some kind of control over immigration just to let this country survive. And, of course, John Bolton comes in and talks about a rise of isolationism. As we're on the doorstep of Russia trying to restart the Cold War, what is John Bolton thinking he's going to do? I mean, this is absolute insanity. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and take some of your phone calls, see what you think about CPAC.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. And we're going to have a special report, a special documentary-style report interview between Alex Jones and the founder of the Daily Caller, Tucker Carlson. It's a very explosive interview. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm anxious to see it. I've seen the description. They talk about the rise of freedom and libertarian movement, the Tea Party, as well as the attacks on the Second Amendment, what that means. And Alex has a very interesting discussion with Tucker Carlson about the origins of the police state that was enacted after 9/11, and a lot of facts about 9/11. So you're going to want to see that back and forth between the two of them. I know I want to see it, and that's coming up in the next hour. But I wanted to take your calls right now on CPAC. And as we were going to break, I was talking about John Bolton and how he was pushing for, he thinks that we've got an isolationist foreign policy. Does it seem like that to you as we see the Cold War being restarted, as we see America interjecting itself into war after war after war? He thinks that that's isolationism. Can you imagine what he would like to do? This is what he said. He said, Adam Smith wrote that the first duty of the sovereign is to protect society from the violence of other nations. Great. How do we do that? Do we make ourselves safer by interjecting ourselves into each and every war? You know, let's go back to what John Quincy Adams said. He understood the nature of power. He had watched, as well as the other founders of this country, had watched Europe in a state of perpetual war and intrigue. And he said, the famous quote, "We don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. We wish well to the freedom and independence of all." But he also said this. You don't hear this as often. And think about the Ukrainian situation. Think about Syria. Think about Egypt, Libya. Think about Afghanistan, Iraq, all these different places. This is what he said. He said, "America well knows that once we enlist under other banners than our own, even if it's banners of foreign independence, that we would involve ourselves beyond the power of extrication in all of the wars of interest and intrigue, of individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the colors and usurp the standard of freedom." Sounds like he's talking about the color revolutions, doesn't it? Sounds like he's talking about our foreign policy. The fundamental maxim, he goes on to say, the fundamental maxim of Americans' policy should insensibly change from liberty to force if we were to do that. We would become the dictator of the world. Is that how people see us? Are we the shining city on the hill showing people the way to liberty? Or are we the poster children for a complete surveillance state, for a complete police state, for an interventionist empire that wants to get involved in every aspect, every corner of the globe? What do you think? That's the way I see the foreign policy. I'm interested to see this back and forth that is going on at CPAC. I want to see this discussion that's going on between the people who want us to be even more interventionist than Bush and Obama, who say that we are isolationists, the people like Marco Rubio, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, John Bolton. And on the other side, we've got Rand Paul, who will be talking today. So let's take some of your calls. Mike in Florida, what do you think about what you've seen at CPAC?
Hello?
Hello. Mike in Florida, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Tell us what you think about CPAC.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you that basically I live in Miami, Florida. They've already implanted me with a chip, and I just think that your show should broadcast.
Okay. Let's. I'm going to take calls on CPAC. Julio in Illinois. Julio. You want to talk about CPAC?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just chuckling with that phone call.
Yeah.
I covered CPAC in 2012, and I had a media credential to cover it this year. I just didn't have the funds to go out there. I know there's a liberty-minded independent journalist that are there covering it. And CPAC, at least from my perspective, is nothing more than a click. It's the results of the straw poll the last couple of years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
countries in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.